another game where there were plenty of talking points and no end of excitement. All I suppose when that goal from Robbie Benson went in with what, 7 minutes to go, you probably thought that was game up.
Yeah, you know, Robbie to me is the best player in this division. I said it before, and I think, you know, while we dealt with him and dealt with him fairly well out there, we still, when you know, things opened up in the last 10 minutes, he popped up and scored. Disappointing on the basis that it was a mistake. You know, that's really possibly our biggest disappointment. That Robbie's goal, like, Robbie is capable of scoring a wonder goal, but it wasn't. It was a mistake that I think Dylan Watts nicked off Matty and played Robbie in. But look, we tipped off and we went forward with the tip-off, and, you know, we got a few throw-ins and a few corner kicks that eventually we headed home for. You know, I was disappointed the fact that we gave away possibly two goals that we could have averted, you know. At the same time, you know, as I said to you before, I don't think a draw doesn't help you in this league. I mean, we had 11 last year when we got nowhere. The likes of Wexford, they won a game, or last year game, and they finished 14 points above us. But maybe tonight, against the quality of the UCD and where they'll be at the end of the season, maybe it was a good point.
Yeah, and it means that you maintain this unbeaten run. I know you don't want to chat about club records and things, but it still means that the players will go into their next game, whether it's cup or league, with another fair degree of confidence.
Yeah, look, listen, the records are that don't interest me whatsoever. You know, all that interests me is that what amount of points we accumulated at the end of the season. There was good character there, but we need more than that. You know, to me, we need to cut out the mistakes that we hadn't been given away maybe in the first 6 or 7 games. You know, we looked like we weren't going to concede. We didn't concede in the first number of games. And we've conceded 2 tonight, conceded 2 in Cove, and conceded, am I right, 2 the week before. Yeah. You know, like, and all of a sudden, you know, the heart to score against part of us, we need to get that back. But, look, it's probably a point is all we deserve with it. I think had we gone ahead in the game, it might have been a different outcome on the basis of what way they would respond. Rory had, I think, probably 2, maybe 3 chances before he actually scored. And had we gone 1-0 up, maybe then they would have to have maybe pushed up the field, you know, and we might have maybe defended deeper and got them on the break. But look, they're a very, very decent side, German, and I think whoever finishes above them in the league will win it.
Yeah. Can we chat about that goal from Rory Keating as well? A wonderful delivery from Damien McNulty.
Yeah. Damien, his hands full with the Jamie Doyle out there. It was a good battle. You know, it looked like in the first 10 minutes that Jamie was going to get the upper hand, but Damien did well. He's coming back to himself, coming back to where he was last year, and the likes of him drove us on. You know, I never thought we were going to be out of the game. You know, like I watched UCD last week up in Dublin, and when Wexford equalised and 1-1, they pushed on again, went 2-1 up, and from there on they destroyed them. Now, you know, that wasn't going to happen to us. You know what I mean? We had that little bit of resilience in it, but I'm just still disappointed at the moment with the manner in which we conceded. Possibly both goals. I need to look at the first one again. Who played the ball through to Dylan Watts? I don't know where it came from, but certainly the second one where we got caught in the ball and we should have cleared our lines. But at the same time, you know, we got a point out of it, and it means UCD are 2 points less going up the road.
Yeah. Can I ask you then about next weekend then, Ollie? The attention is turned to the FAA Cup, a second round match away to Longford Town. I mean, how important will you be approaching that game? Harps had such a good run on the cup competition last year, but given the fact that you're top of the table, do things change in terms of your viewpoint?
I watched Longford Town play a fortnight ago, tomorrow night. They played Dundalk, down with Flankier Park, and they're much fitter than they were last year. They were very much in the game until the last minute when John Mountley scored a second goal for Dundalk to win. They will be a huge task for us. Of course, we'll go down there to try and get a result. If we don't, I don't think it's the end of the world, because, you know, not too many first division sides will go to Longford and get out of it. But they've kicked on from last year. You know, last year we couldn't score against them in the 4 games. While there were 4 tight games against them, we battled every inch of the way, we still didn't score against them in the four games. So maybe that's a challenge, to go and try and score against them. You know, they're much the same team with one or two additions, with Conor Powell and Mark Rossiter are in there, but they're physically in serious shape, and you know their fitness levels. Obviously, they're training full time, or they're certainly training more than what they were training last year with the way they matched Dundalk. And yeah, it'll be a very difficult task. But look, we'll approach it. We'll see what we have. A lot of lads got knocks out there and that, and we'll see who recovers from injury. And we'll have a look at it on Monday when we come back in together as a group, and we'll make a call, didn't we?
Yeah, because some might say you've nothing really to lose going up next weekend.
Look, yeah, look, the cup run kept us going last year, you know what I mean? So no, we're not going to go down there and lie down by any means, but it would take a serious effort to get into the order there. They have a lot of experience there. They'll do quite well in the Premier Division, and they've done quite well at the results they've got so far. I mean, they went to Tala last weekend and last three, I think, unluckily 3-2. But look, we won't be losing any sleep over it if we go down and give a good account of ourselves, and can then kick on to that long game a week after that, Jim.
Yeah. The injuries aren't necessarily mounting up for you, Ollie, but you were missing a couple of key players tonight again. Keith Cowan and Kieran Call, I think he was unwell.
Yeah, Kieran took sick this morning. He had a poor night, and basically I spoke to him this morning, and he went to the doctor to see could he get something to clear up some sort of virus he has, and the doctor sent him to bed, so we had to readjust. And in fair to Regan Don, and he came in, and I thought Regan had a great game. You know, he's a great lad. I thought he stepped up to the mark there today. I never have doubts about him, but it's great to see him. You know, usually Regan played in the away games and not as much in the home games. But tonight I don't think Samir Belhut or Chris Mulhall, when he came on, got across him from that side, and yet he gave us a lot of, a lot of width going forward, to his credit. So, you know, look, he stepped up to the mark tonight, and yeah, I suppose Keith was the last at some stages of the game. Packy, you know, was on the bench tonight, which is a great positive. But we need them all, you know, and probably need more.
Yeah, and, you know, you've talked about the fact that you've been able to bring players off the bench to impose themselves in a game, make an impact, and that's exactly what happened tonight with Kevin McHugh again. I suppose, last word about him.
Yeah, Kevin, when the game opened up, I thought Kevin, when he came on, he controlled the game in the middle of the field, which we struggled to. They controlled most of that game in the middle of the field. When he came on, he put his foot in the ball, and he got a few set pieces. He got a few free kicks that took the pressure off us, and then he came up on a header from, Raymond Foy's corner kick. So, look, come here. No one doubts his quality. Obviously, you know, the length of time he can do in the pitch, week in, week out, has to be limited. But look, Tony came on as well. Tony McNamee, and did well. And look, that's probably the biggest improvement from last year, are those options, possibly, that we didn't have last year.